Welcome to the French Kiss Life podcast, where personal development meets style. I'm Tanya Lee, your hostess, and around here, we explore what it means to live artfully and well. We are women obsessed with living a life of elegance, style, and joie de vivre. So without further ado, let's dive into today's episode. Hey, my friends, I want to ask you a question. What is your self-opinion? Meaning, when you think about yourself, what kind of things do you think about? Because that is what today's episode is all about. I want you to explore if your self-opinion is holding you back. So here's a quick story. When I was 17 years old, my dad had won this trip with the insurance company he worked for. So he packed up our entire family and some extra people, and we took a road trip to Colorado. I'll never forget, he drove one of those like big luxury vans that are sort of creepy now, but back then we could pack our whole gang in there. And we took my brother and his fiance, myself, his boss came with us, and then an exchange student who had lived with us when I was in high school had come back to visit from Denmark. So she was with us. So off to Colorado we went. And during our first day, we boarded the resort bus, and a man overheard our family talking, and he jokingly turned to me and said, "What planet are you from?" He was referring to how we talked. Yes, I grew up in the deep south where the accents are thicker than molasses. And while I know this man was simply trying to be funny, he had no idea how his words stung my young, impressionable heart. Between my accent, the stigma of being a blonde and being raised in the south without a lot of money, I held a very painful opinion about myself. And it was this: I wasn't smart enough. And no one wants to feel stupid, so I got to work. I needed to prove to the world that I was an intelligent woman, and I worked hard to be smart. I was a member of the Beta Club. I was nominated most likely to succeed in middle school. I graduated nursing school with honors and became a critical care nurse. I graduated summa cum laude from Boston University, even though at the time, you all, this is so embarrassing, I didn't know how to pronounce that. But I had a full wall of certificates and awards. And eventually, I even lost that Southern drawl, even though I think it's charming. Yet, none of these things changed how I felt about myself. Fascinating, right? It's like the time I lost a lot of weight and still felt fat. When you've thought something about yourself for a long time, you fail to realize that it's just a bunch of words in your head that you're now believing. But here's the thing. How you see yourself is shaping your choices in your life, so I want you to shape it beautifully and well. Thinking I wasn't smart led me to do some really stupid things. The irony, right? But that's how it works. We'll always prove what we believe to be true. For example, I'd never speak up in class, so I never gave myself the experience of sharing my ideas with others. I felt really intimidated around people who I believed to be smarter than myself, which was basically everyone. So I didn't give myself the opportunity to surround myself with incredible, talented people. Then in an effort to prove my intellect to others, I read books and I took courses that I wasn't even interested in, but I thought it would make me appear smarter. But what it really did was make me miserable. I even dragged my 8-year-old daughter to a physics lecture about the black hole theory because at least I can make her smart, right? It's crazy. Looking back, we would have had such a better time going to see a great movie and getting ice cream. But this is what these kinds of opinions can do to ourselves. So as you can see, in my effort to gain outside validation and impress the world, I was moving further and further away from the woman I wanted to be. But then, my mentor, Martha Beck, said something that blew my mind. Have you ever had someone just come along and say something that challenges your entire world? That's what happened the day I heard her say this. You get to decide what you believe about yourself. It was a light bulb moment, a grand epiphany, the beginning of literally a whole new chapter. You see, all these years, I had wanted the world to tell me how smart I was, but even when I was recognized for my intellectual abilities, it wasn't enough. So as soon as I heard her say this, I pulled out a piece of paper and I wrote down what I believed about myself. Things like, I'm not as smart as others. I'm a hard worker. I'll always have to deal with my weight. I'm a people pleaser. I'm not organized. I don't know how to manage money. I'll always struggle with money. I'm kind. I'm not that beautiful. Yep, these were the things in my head. These were my self-opinions, and I filled a whole page with them. And it was a mixed bag of beliefs. Some were good, but most were terrible. And when I look at the negative opinions I held about myself, I ask myself this: would I deliberately choose to believe this? And the answer was hell no. If it was a choice, and it is, I wanted to choose more wisely. I wanted to cultivate a strong self-opinion that I aspired to see within myself. So that's what I've been doing for the past decade, deciding on purpose how I want to think about myself. So I want you to ask yourself this: what do you want to believe about you? When you look at your life, you can decide if it's rich or poor, beautiful or terrible, joyful or full of sadness. You also get to decide what you believe about yourself. Really think about that. When you think about you, you get to decide things like if you're beautiful or not, if you're capable or not, if you're lovable or not, if you're abundant or not, if you belong or not, if you're confident or not. And why does this matter? Because how you see yourself depicts how you behave. And how you behave is shaping your entire life. So it's important to understand what your current self-opinion is and whether you want to keep it or not. So when you decide what you want your opinion of yourself to be, you need to look for and create evidence for what you want to believe. So when I think about myself, I want to believe things like, I'm amazing. I can do whatever I put my mind to. I'm beautiful and kind. I'm strong and capable. I know what I want. I am loved and loving. I'm wealthy. I'm a great mom. I'm in control of myself. I'm creative. I'm a great businesswoman. I'm rich. I'm a great writer. These are the things that I want to believe about myself. Now, here's the thing. Some people may agree with these statements and some may not. And guess what? I get to decide to believe it no matter what other people think. So each day, I am always looking for ways that these are true. And I take action to create more evidence for what I want to believe about myself. And here's the thing, the more evidence I create, the more deeply rooted these beliefs become, and I start creating evidence everywhere. However, inevitably, because we're human beings, we will make mistakes and things won't always go as planned. So let's talk about how to look at this in relationship to how you see yourself. I want you to begin to practice interpreting life to your benefit. So when I make mistakes, I no longer use it as a reason to think I'm not smart or to support any limiting belief. In fact, just last week, a reader called me out for using bear it all spelled like the animal instead of bear it all spelled the way it's supposed to be spelled. Of course, I know the difference, but I didn't catch the mistake. And in the moment I was writing, I must have had those little furry creatures on my mind, or at least that's what I'm going to pretend. Now, the old me that believed I wasn't smart enough would have crawled into a hole of shame over a four-letter word and used it as evidence for, see, I told you I'm not smart enough. But that's not how I roll now. Instead, I consoled myself and I thought, you know what? I am lucky to have readers who catch my mistakes. I don't let perfectionism stop me. Brilliant people make a lot of mistakes. The creative mind is messy, and that's okay. It's the way it's supposed to be. And I'm learning and growing every day. Now, some will argue that I'm being delusional, but you know what? We all are. Every day, we're interpreting the facts of our lives through our belief system. So since we're all delusional, use delusion in your favor. Begin to interpret the world to support what you want to believe about yourself. And what you're going to find is that there is evidence everywhere for what you want to believe. Now, here's the problem. Most people are looking to the past evidence from the past to support beliefs that no longer serve them. So what does that look like? Well, let's say that you have struggled with your weight, and now you have this belief that losing weight is hard. Well, if you think about what you want to believe about yourself, that you're a woman that can manage her weight, that it doesn't have to be hard, and that you can maintain your ideal body weight, you can't be carrying along this belief of, I'm always going to struggle with my weight. But your past is probably full of evidence for that very limiting belief. But here's the thing. If you want to create a future you've never had, you have to begin to believe and think thoughts you've never thought, and then create evidence for those things that you want to believe. So if I were in your shoes, just with that example, I would every day be proving to myself, you know what, I can eat until what I call elegantly satisfied. I can move my body. I can listen to my body. There are people every day that are showing and proving to me that a woman can manage her weight, and I'm going to become one of them. And as you begin to practice that self-opinion and create the evidence for it, eventually you will become a woman who doesn't struggle with food or her weight. It'll just be what you do to manage your weight. And that is what I'm talking about. So here's my invitation to you. I want you to decide on purpose what you want to think about yourself. If you no longer want to be overweight, stop holding a fat opinion of yourself. If you don't want to struggle with money, stop thinking of yourself as poor. If you don't want to be lonely, decide to see yourself as lovable. If you don't want to be stuck in your life, see yourself as a creative and resourceful person. Now, of course, changing how you see yourself takes practice, but it's your life. It's so worth the effort. Because again, how you think of yourself is creating everything. It either inspires you to show up or to hide. It either inspires you to take the action or to sit at home and do nothing. It inspires you to either go for what it is that you want or to stay stuck in fear. Your self-opinion is so important. It truly, truly is the foundation of your life. So I want you to begin to decide on purpose what you want it to be, and then go out there and practice it and create evidence for it. So here's a little French kiss life assignment. Think about a painful belief that you've been holding about yourself. And how does this impact your behavior? Now, what would you rather believe about yourself? Imagine holding this new belief, and how would you show up differently? That is what I want you to go out there and practice. I hope you enjoy today's episode, and I will see you in the next one. Cheers.